From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Islamic State militant group has released a video that purports to show the beheading of Japanese reporter Kenji Goto, who was kidnapped in Syria in October. From Jordan, the BBC's Kevin Connolly reports.
The Japanese government says it's working to verify the grim video, which purports to show the murder of the journalist Kenji Goto. But the pictures bear a strong resemblance to images released when other hostages held by Islamic State were beheaded. The group had set a deadline of sunset on Thursday for a deal in which it said it would release Mr. Goto in return for the freedom of Sajida al-Rishawi, an al-Qaeda bomber in a Jordanian jail. The militants are known to have communicated directly with Mr. Goto's wife by email, and she had pleaded publicly for his life to be spared. It now seems that those pleas were ignored.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly reporting. President Obama is set to unveil a proposed $4 trillion budget Monday, but as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, the budget plans are unlikely to get support from the Republican-controlled Congress.
There are a lot of parts of President Obama's budget proposal that are likely to draw Republican ire. Higher taxes on the wealthy, a 7% increase in U.S. domestic and military spending, and in what he calls arbitrary caps caused by the government sequestration. Obama advocated for his budget in his weekly address, saying the country can afford to make the investments outlined in his proposals.
We just have to be smarter about how we pay for our priorities. And that's what my budget does.
Republicans are expected to dismiss many of the president's proposals, which could set up a larger budget fight in the year ahead. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The 21-year-old daughter of late singer and entertainer Whitney Houston is hospitalized in an Atlanta suburb. Roswell Police Department spokeswoman Lisa Holland says Bobby Christina Brown was found unresponsive in a bathtub this morning.
Her husband and a friend called 911. And the husband performed CPR, and police arrived and took over life-saving measures.
Her mother, Whitney Houston, was found dead in a bathtub at a Beverly Hills hotel in 2012. Two mountain climbers injured in a fall have been airlifted off Mount Hood in Oregon. Portland Mountain Rescue leader Jay Chambers says his team was well-positioned when the male and female climbers fell down a steep part of the mountain.
We had a team training on the mountain for the day, and apparently two climbers fell near the Hogsback area, and that team responded to the location. While they were working with that, another climber fell.
Hogsback is a snow ridge at about 10,000 feet in elevation. It's not known what caused the climbers to fall, whether conditions near the mountain were good at the time of the incident. This is NPR News. African leaders have agreed to send 7,500 troops to fight Islamist extremist group Boko Haram in Nigeria. The militant group attracted international condemnation when it kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in April. Previous attempts to create an intervention force never materialized. Nigeria said it didn't need the help. NPR's Gregory Warner reports.
Nigeria has long insisted its army can handle Boko Haram without outside help, but the six-year insurgency is getting stronger. Militants have attacked schools and assumed command over much of Nigeria's northeast. The conflict is spilling over into neighboring Chad and Cameroon. The African Union says it will support a 7,500-strong military force to both contain and eliminate the radical group. The plan will be submitted to the UN Security Council for approval. It's already gotten a nod from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Boko Haram has stepped up attacks as Nigeria prepares for its presidential elections on February 14th. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Addis Ababa.
Two balloonists have completed a historic trip across the Pacific Ocean. The two men from Russia landed off the coast of Mexico today after traveling nearly 7,000 miles across the Pacific. Tammy Bradley says her husband Troy and his partner were in the air for more than 6 days.
We had the normal challenges that we expected, altitude, physically being exhausted, and the workload on the pilots and the balloon. So those things were to be expected, and we were prepared for those.
The two men broke records for duration and distance. This is NPR News.